The top headline in the October 1, 1959 Mecklenburg Gazette proclaims, "Great economic progress is seen." A few days earlier, Governor Luther Hodges had visited the Catawba River to set off the first dynamite blast for construction of the Cowan's Ford Dam, the site of a Revolutionary War battle. The writer of the story called it the beginning of a new era in the history of the Catawba River Valley. No kidding.
Hard to imagine now, but when the lake started in was flooded in 1963, Davidson was sitting out in the middle of nowhere. We were still a very, very rural. We were surrounded by farmlands.
And for a while, the area kept its rural nature, says Davidson College archivist Jan Blodgett. The lake was dotted with trailers and fish camps. Now, big homes are the norm on Lake Norman, and so are big, expensive boats. Then there's the explosive growth the lake helped spur in communities like Huntersville, Cornelius, and Mooresville, where many say they live in the Lake Norman area, not the Charlotte area. But it's the past that interests Blodgett. She wants to document stories of life before Lake Norman and during its construction. Photos and other documents or artifacts would also be nice to have. It's all part of a project called Under Lake Norman.
Luke Power actually had been buying land around Catawba, the Catawba River, since the early 1900s, or the Duke family had, just looking ahead to the future. 1959, the announcement comes out that they're going to start constructing the dam, and that's when they really start buying up more land. And there were farms under there, there were some small towns, but a lot of that, no one remembers what's under the lake. It's been there for 50 years. Many newcomers think the lake has always been there. So we thought it might be interesting to explore and know that there are still few people around here who lived on those farms, drove across the bridge, you know, knew the area, and that could, before they all disappear, that we get some information from them, get photographs, get accounts of what it was like.
Was it pretty much known that even before 1959 that Duke had plans for a lake, or is that just when the official announcement came?
I think that people were sort of vaguely aware. Again, this was a really rural area, so there are a lot of people in Charlotte, even people in Davidson, who might not know who owns land around the Catawba River. So I think really in 59, that's when people became very much aware.
Was it controversial at all when they announced this?
There were a few people who either, you know, their land had been sold years ago and they were living on it and they had sort of forgotten that Grandpa sold the land. And I think toward the end when there were parcels of land that they had to have in order for this to work, that there were people who may have hoped to negotiate for more money than they did. For the most part, it had been going along calmly and quietly for years. So a few people were upset over the possibility of it.
So tell us what you've found so far, and what have you learned through this project?
We've gotten a few responses so far, but we would really like to get more responses. We'd really like to hear, one, it would be nice to capture the history, but also to start encouraging this idea that people have information, that they have local historians, and that we'd like to see people really think about the history and get engaged in it and share what they have, because we know there are people who have wonderful stories about how much this area has changed in the last 50 years.
Any information about how many homes were flooded, or how many people did have to move because of the lake? Anything?
That's something we don't really know. That's one of the things that we're looking for. Again, this when it happened, you know, in 1960, when you're building a dam, it's a very different thing if you were trying to build one today. There weren't environmental groups involved in it. There weren't, you know, it was just this thing happening out in the country. So those stories didn't necessarily get told then. So we're hoping that we can capture some of those now and actually find out.
And one little known thing about the lake's history that Blodgett points out is how it got its name.
So Lake Norman was named for the person who was head of Duke Power at that time. They used his first name.
Interesting. Norman Cock. That was probably a good decision.
For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard.